whether you realize it or not, today is the last Thursday in Lent. It is the last day on which we honor our Lord, first of all with the Holy Rosary, which meditates on the sorrowful mysteries of his passion, death, and then we honor his Blessed Mother, whose feast of Our Lady of Sorrows is tomorrow. All things work together in the sacred liturgy of the Church. In addition, we have in the Gospel particularly, I will not go into the reading of the prophet St. Daniel, though it very well speaks about our day. There is no sacrifice, there is no priest. With the exception of a few, there isn't. The Church is in great poverty, spiritual poverty. And if we could, we would speak about that to no end. But we know, I know, and you know, all that is going on, which is so horrible and so shameful. In addition, though, we have the Gospel. And here we see two things. First of all, our Lord comes and is invited by a Pharisee who is interestingly called Simon, same thing as Simon Peter, but he wasn't Simon Peter. He was not a Pharisee. And though these people are so very accustomed to certain things that they have to do, they didn't do them in regards to Jesus. When he entered his house, he did not kiss him. He did not wash his feet. He did not anoint his head. And of course, this is all very deliberate on the part of Christ, because then he would have someone else to do it. And then we have in the Gospel that this action takes place. Now, I always tell you, saints make mistakes. And our dear and great St. Gregory the Great mistook this woman for Mary Magdalene or for Mary of Bethany. And they're just three different Marys. This was a woman caught in adultery, and the Pharisees knew, but our Lord pretended not to know. Now, there's nothing that our Lord doesn't know. He knows her sins, he knows their sins. And of course, this could be the very same woman who later on was to see him outside, and they were going to stone her, and he began to write down her sins and their sins. Her sins and the list of the names of her clients, because she was a woman of ill repute who was paid for that. And so our Lord allows her. So St. Gregory is mistaken, and that has remained for 15 centuries, unfortunately, but that's okay. Saints make mistakes. They're not God. Neither are you, neither am I. We make mistakes, and hopefully we are saints. Anyway, the Pharisee thinks to himself. He doesn't say anything out loud. He's just shocked. If this was really the Messiah, if this was really the Son of God, he would know what type of woman is this that is touching him. Because she comes and she kisses him, not only his head, but his feet. She pours oil on his head, perfumed oil, that which Simon did not do. And then she dries it, and then she pours it on her feet, on his feet, and she dries it with her very long hair. And of course, Simon did not kiss him, or wash his head, or wash his feet, or pour perfumed oil on him as she did, which was the custom of the Hebrews. So they're very tied up to custom, but not always. They have their own exceptions, and they made exceptions for Christ. that Christ points it out to them and shames them in that which they did not do, in that which she did do. And then he says to them this parable, which is the reality. There were two men who owed their master a lot of money. The one owed 50 denarius and the other 500. And since they had no money to pay him back, the master forgave them. He says, which one owes him the most? Which one loves him the most? And of course, they all raised up their hands and exclaimed, the one that he forgave the most. And that is indeed true, her. But in their case, they actually owe more, because they refuse in their pride and in their lack of humility to forgive, to accept the sinner, to bring back to life those who are dead in sin. And our Lord puts them in their place. And as such, he also puts us in our place. In the spiritual life, pride is the most deadly of sins. Not that it's the only sin, but it is the most deadly of sins. And when we look askance at others and down at others, we ourselves are condemned. So we must be humble like he, the Prince of Peace, the King of Kings, was humble, and be forgiving as he was. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And of course, today there are many, many saints. Among them is St. Mary of Egypt. St. Mary was a woman, a great sinner, and she repented, and then she was forgiven, and then she was saved and died a death of a martyr. So these things go on in the history of the church. Of course, she was not at the time of Christ. She was in the 4th century. So you see that it happens again and again. And even today, we have so many, and you yourselves, how many sins has not our Lord forgiven you? And you do not forgive others? Repent and forgive, or you shall not be forgiven. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.